Yo, what's going on? Where's your boy Set It South? And I'm back with another podcast, baby. Yo, so week one is wrapped up, you know what I'm saying? My Yahoo Fantasy, I went 1-1. You know, can't really complain. I expected something a little better, but, you know, I played against a guy in my, you know, you scared Nan League who put up 197 points. It's hard to catch that, you know, it's hard to catch that, no matter who you got going. You know, he was led by Kamara. That had a crazy game, so I give him props for that. Good pick, good play. Other league, I'm going against the other top rated guy in points. He put up a crazy 219 points. His lineup just balled out last week, but I got what it takes to take him down, so I'm not even worried about that. You know, he was led by, his whole squad pretty much went off. It was led by Patrick Mahomes, crazy day. Julio Jones had a crazy day. Who else? Juju Schuster had a crazy day. Deion Lewis had a crazy day. He had, I think the Broncos defense, they had a crazy day also. So, you know, it's going to be an exciting week. You know, we're going to look to you know what I'm saying? Get on this board and go 2-0 and drop him to 1-1 and we're going to keep fighting. We're going to keep pushing. So, you know, with all that said, you know, if you're looking for a person to pick up pieces, Jared Cook, if he's still out there, hey, that's a great pickup, great addition. Don't expect 30 points, but, you know, for all you guys who had Delanie Walker or no tight end play from Jimmy Graham, Travis Kelce, just keep pushing, man. And if Jared Cook's out there, go and grab him, because that's gonna be a solid play in Oakland. Benjamin Watson, man, New Orleans. He only had four targets, but he had four catches. You know, I can see that offense, you know, down the line integrating him more. Definitely, because Michael Thomas ain't gonna be 1-on-1 like he was week one. And plus, you know, when you're down 40-20, you gotta throw it deep as much as possible. And then that'll be another steal when Mark Ingram finally comes back. Also, you know, me, I have Jimmy Graham. I'm not too concerned with him. That was, you know, week one, his first year there. You know, it didn't help his case that Aaron got hurt, but if Aaron can go a whole game, especially against Minnesota, look for Jimmy Graham. Jimmy Graham to have a good night, man. But like I said, the waiver wires is crazy right now. I mean, if you got 10, 12-man league, you got some decent sleeper picks out there. If Corey Davis wasn't drafted, look, go stash him for a couple weeks just so you can see what's going on. Because Delanie Walker going down, it's going to be big for him. Who else is out there that's who was it? TJ Yeldon. He can be a sneaker pick to help you get through a couple weeks until, you know, it is completely ready to go. Evan Ingram, he probably got drafted pretty high in a lot of leagues. I'm not sure what's going on over there, because I know OBJ and Saquon's going to be, you know, option 1 and 2, you know, but Sterling Shepard's pretty good. So if you can grab him, you know, look for him to make splashes, you know, from time to time. He's not an every week player, in my opinion, but he will make splash from time to time. And the biggest thing, especially, you know, for all my Seahawks fans out here in Seattle, Brandon Marshall going to be a huge pickup this week. Huge. Monday night game against Chicago. Expect him to get a lot of looks, especially short yardage, red zone. You know, a lot of this stuff you guys probably already know. But, you know, for you guys who don't know, I'm just putting it out there, you know, and then you can come back and say, hey, that boy said was right, man. Said he know what he's talking about. So, you know, tell your friends, you know, go ahead and jump in, comment, follow. I'm a be doing this weekly, you know. So let's go ahead and push through together, you know what I mean? And let's go on and get these championships. So we let the world know that you heard it here first. Peace.